This is VOA News. Across parts of northeastern Syria, with U.S. military outposts and bases emptied or destroyed after Washington withdrew from the region, the fallout began to roll in the form of Russian armored troop carriers. The reinforcements arrived Friday, according to Russian media, with an additional 300 Russian military police and 20 armored vehicles preparing to deploy along the Syrian-Turkish border as part of the deal Moscow negotiated with Ankara to end the fighting with Kurdish forces who until now were backed by the United States. Russian media quoting Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov is saying the United States has been the Kurds' closest ally in recent years, but in the end it abandoned the Kurds and in essence betrayed them. But in Brussels, the U.S. Defense Secretary was skeptical, casting doubt on Moscow's moves. As many as a million people have filled the streets of Santiago, Chile, in the biggest demonstration since violence broke out there last week over inequality in the South American nation. Demonstrators waving national flags and blowing whistles and pounding on pots and pans and waving signs urging political and social change. By mid-evening, many made their way home to avoid an 11 p.m. curfew. Also Friday, protesters tried to force their way onto the grounds of Chile's Congress, provoking an evacuation of the building in the port city of Valparaiso. Iraqi authorities declaring a curfew after at least 42 people were killed Friday when security forces used tear gas and an Iranian-backed militia opened fire to try to quell renewed demonstrations against corruption and economic hardship, that according to security sources. You're listening to VOA News. A federal judge in Washington has ordered the Trump administration to hand over secret grand jury testimony from the Mueller probe to congressional Democrats exploring impeachment. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The Justice Department's been given less than a week to hand over documents from Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, including secret grand jury testimony that had been blacked out in Mueller's report. The department had argued that it couldn't provide grand jury material under existing law, to which Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell wrote, "The DOJ is wrong." She also shot down the White House argument the impeachment inquiry isn't valid because the House didn't vote on launching the investigation, saying that a House resolution has never been required. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Well, the Trump Organization says it is exploring the sale of its marquee hotel in Washington, D.C. With more on that, we go to the AP's Ed Donahue.
The Trump International Hotel opened in late 2016, just before Donald Trump was elected president. His son Eric says people are objecting. The company is making so much money on it, and they may be willing to sell. The hotel is about a mile from the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue and has been at the center of nearly 3 years of ethics complaints and lawsuits accusing Donald Trump of trying to profit off the presidency. There were now also worries about a possible sale and the buyer. According to President Trump's most recent financial disclosure, the 263-room hotel took in $41 million in revenue last year, up less than $500,000 from the previous year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency as firefighters look to take advantage of lighter winds as they battle three fires scorching the state. One blaze is north of Los Angeles and has caused the evacuation of more than 50,000 residents. Another fire in northern Sonoma County has burned at least 49 buildings and 65 square kilometers. Newsom saying the fire scenes in Santa Clarita and Sonoma look like smaller versions of what he saw in Paradise and Santa Rosa in the past 2 years.
And that's homes completely destroyed, cars that look like they've been in a war zone, and everything all but melted down except a few curious items. Right next door, a home that's completely untouched.
Still, another blaze is near the town of Ramona, about 48 kilometers northeast of downtown San Diego. Mourners bidding a final farewell Friday to the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights advocate Elijah Cummings in his hometown of Baltimore. I'm Philip Alexiou, VOA News.